الحمد لله الحمد لله وحده الذي نصر عبده وعز جنده وهزم الأحزاب وحده والصلاة والسلام على محمد بن عبد الله بلغ الرسالة وأدى الأمانة ونصح الأمة وكشف الله به الغمة وجاهد في الله حق جهاده حتى أتاه اليقين اللهم صل وسلم على سيد النبيين وعلى آله وأصحابه أجمعين إلى يوم الدين أما بعد أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم محمد رسول الله والذين معه أشداء على الكفار رحماء بينهم تراهم ركعا سجدا يبتغون فضلا من الله ورضوانا سيماهم في وجوههم من أثر السجود ذلك مثلهم في التوراة ومثلهم في الإنجيل وقال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم في معنى الحديث أرحم أمتي بأمتي أبو بكر أو كما قال عليه الصلاة والسلام وقال أيضا لا يؤمن أحدكم حتى أكون أحب إليه من والده وولده والناس أجمعين أو كما قال عليه الصلاة والسلام صدق الله العظيم وصدق رسوله النبي الحبيب الكريم ونحن على ذلك لمن الشاهدين والشاكرين والحمد لله رب العالمين First and foremost, all praise belong unto Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala durud and salawat in abundance upon Nabiya Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam We would like to supplicate and make dua to Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gives me the tawfiq to speak that which is correct and that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gives us all the tawfiq to make amal with ikhlas and sincerity. The topic for today is the love which Sahaba radiallahu an had for Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. But before we get into the topic, we need to first understand who was the Sahaba radiallahu an And why was the Sahaba radiallahu an given so much of virtue over the rest of the ummah, over the rest of creation, after the Anbiya alayhimus salatu wassalam? What was the reason? So if we analyze and we look at the kalam and the speech of the ulama, then we will see that Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala says in Quran, وَرَبُّكَ يَخْلُقُ مَا يَشَاءُ وَيَخْتَارُ Allama ibn al-Qayyim rahmatullah alayhi writes something very beautiful. He says the reason for virtue, the reason for fadilat, the reason a person is given preference over another is from the side of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. This is something which is ghayr ikhtiyari, something which is not within the volition of insan, something which is beyond a person's choice, beyond a person's ability to acquire it. It is from the side of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. Allah ta'ala's system in Quran is as he says, Allah ta'ala creates wa yakhtar and then he chooses. Ibn al-Qayyim rahmatullahi alayhi gives very, very beautiful examples. He says something very simple. Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala created millions and billions of malaika. But we all know Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala chose Hazrat Jibreel alayhi salam to be the best amongst them. Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala created Jannah. And Allah ta'ala created many levels in Jannah. But we all agree that the highest level in Jannah and the level which Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala chose to be the best is Jannatul Firdaus. Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala created Anbiya. And from the Anbiya, everybody agrees that Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala chose Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam to become the best. So likewise the ulama explain in regards to Sahaba radiallahu an, it was not them who chose Nabiya Kareem sallallahu alayhi wasallam. It was not them who chose to be in the company of Nabiya Kareem sallallahu alayhi wasallam. Rather Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala chose them to be in the company of Nabiya Kareem sallallahu alayhi wasallam. Ibn Masud radiallahu an mentions riwayatis in Mishkat Sharif. He says so beautifully when describing who are the Sahaba. He says, اختارهمullahu لصحبت نبيه. Look at the words he uses. Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala said, in Quran, وَرَبُّكَ يَخْلُقُ مَا يَشَاءُ وَيَخْتَارُ Allah Ta'ala creates وَيَخْتَارُ and He chooses. So Ibn Mas'ud in explaining Sahaba, he says, اِخْتَارَهُمُ اللَّهُ He uses the exact same words. He said, Allah Ta'ala chose them لِصُحْبَةِ نَبِيِّهِ for the companionship of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam وَلِإِقَامَةِ دِينِهِ and for the establishment of his deen. And Allah Ta'ala only chooses the best for his Nabi. The fact that the Sahaba radiallahu anhu chose to be the companions of Nabiya Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, they were the best of the ummah. And they had the most amount of love for Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Nabiya Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said something amazing in the hadith. He told Sahaba radiallahu anhu that لا يؤمن أحدكم That none of y'all will have Imani Kamil as the ulama give tashrih, as the ulama explain. None of y'all will have perfect Iman. Hatta akuna ahabba ilayhi min walidihi wa waladihi wa nasi ajma'in. Until I become more beloved to him than his father, than his parents, than his kids, than all of the people. I become the most beloved of people to that person. When that happens, then that person has perfect Iman. That person has true Iman. Sahaba radiallahu anhu had true Iman. Why? Because Nabiya Kareem sallallahu alayhi wasallam was the most beloved to him. Inshallah, we will try and discuss certain riwayat indicating how Sahaba radiallahu anh had love for Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam. What were they prepared to do for Nabiya Kareem sallallahu alayhi wasallam? If we analyze this love and this quality of muhabbat, then we will see the more muhabbat you have for a person, the more love you have for a person, then what happens is that because of that muhabbat, then generally a person begins to make ittiba', a person begins to follow that beloved, a person begins to obey and make ita'at of that beloved. Sahaba radiallahu anhu had muhabbat and love for Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam, the most amount of love. So this was a means of them making ita'at for Nabiya Kareem sallallahu alayhi wasallam, obeying Nabiya Kareem sallallahu alayhi wasallam the most. Atwa'un nasi, the most obedient of people to Nabiya Kareem sallallahu alayhi wasallam. Atba'un nasi, the most following in the footsteps of Nabiya Kareem sallallahu alayhi wasallam was the Sahaba radiallahu anhu. How we know this? Two amazing riwayat. The first riwayat, Abdullah bin Umar radiallahu anhu, he says, after the demise of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam, he is going for Umrah or Hajj. He is on camel from Medina to Makkah. It's an empty plain, desert land. There are no trees in sight. Abdullah bin Umar radiallahu anhu is on his camel with a caravan. The people are around him. Abdullah bin Umar radiallahu anhu is riding his camel and suddenly he bends his head. Abdullah bin Umar radiallahu anhu bends his head. This was after the demise of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam. The people around him ask him that, what happened? Why have you bent your head? There are no trees in sight. What were you avoiding? Look at the answer Abdullah bin Umar radiallahu anhu gives. This is the amount of following he had for Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam. Abdullah bin Umar says, when Nabiya Kareem sallallahu alayhi wasallam was alive, then there was a tree on this specific spot. And Nabiya Kareem sallallahu alayhi wasallam was on his camel. And Nabiya Kareem sallallahu alayhi wasallam bent his head down. And it is for this reason I am following the actions of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam. And it is for this reason that I am bending my head down. Even though there is no tree, even though there is nothing to avoid. This was the level Sahaba radiallahu anhu would follow in the footsteps of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam. A second riwayat which we came across yesterday in the bayan. Sayyidina Abu Huraira radiallahu anhu, he comes to the grandson of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam, Hassan bin Ali bin Abi Talib radiallahu anhu. Abu Huraira radiallahu anhu comes to Hassan and tells him, ukshuf an batnik, that remove your kurta, lift up your shirt. Hassan radiallahu anhu lifts up his shirt. Abu Huraira radiallahu anhu comes to him, faqabbalahu, so he kisses him, tahta surratihi, underneath his navel, on his navel. And he tells Hassan radiallahu anhu that the reason I am kissing you on your navel is because when you were young in the lifetime of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam, I saw Nabiya Kareem sallallahu alayhi wasallam kissing you on your navel. I wanted to follow the action of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam. This was the level Sahaba radiallahu anhu would follow Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam. They used to follow Nabiya Kareem sallallahu alayhi wasallam because they used to love Nabiya Kareem sallallahu alayhi wasallam. Nobody loved Nabiya Kareem sallallahu alayhi wasallam how the Sahaba radiallahu anhu loved Nabiya Kareem sallallahu alayhi wasallam. They were prepared to sacrifice everything, even their own lives, to protect the zaat of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam. Riwayat is mentioned in the initial stages of Islam, when Nabiya Kareem sallallahu alayhi wasallam would give da'wah in Makkah Mukarrama. Then Abu Huraira radiallahu an, Sayyidina Abu Bakr radiallahu an, would be by the side of Nabiya Kareem sallallahu alayhi wasallam. Nabiya Kareem sallallahu alayhi wasallam is reading salah in the haram. He's in the position of sajda. Uqba bin Amir, one of the mushrikeen, he comes to Nabiya Kareem sallallahu alayhi wasallam and he takes the kurta of Nabiya Kareem sallallahu alayhi wasallam and begins to throttle him. He begins to choke Nabiya Kareem sallallahu alayhi wasallam. Abu Huraira, Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu sees this. Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu darts at Uqba and he rushes towards him and he defends Nabiya Kareem sallallahu alayhi wasallam. The kuffar of Makkah rush to Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu to attack him. They attack Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu. Hatta ughmiya alayh, until Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu was made unconscious. Wa ba'du ifaqatihi, after Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu regained consciousness, he did not worry about himself. The first thing Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu said, ma fa'ala Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam. Immediately after he regained consciousness, he asked, what happened to Nabiya Kareem sallallahu alayhi wasallam? They informed him, Nabiya Kareem sallallahu alayhi wasallam is at ease. This was still not enough for Sayyidina Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu, the greatest person to walk the face of this earth after the Anbiya. Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu said, إِنَّ لِلَّهِ عَلَيَّ أَلَّا أَذُوقَ طَعَامًا وَلَا شَرَابًا حَتَّى آتِيَ رَسُولَ اللَّهِ صَلَّى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمَ. Allah's qasam, I will not taste one morsel, I will not drink one sip, until I come to Nabiya Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. I want to see Nabiya Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is at ease. That will make me happy. That will put me at ease. The question comes about this intense muhabbat, this intense love Sahaba radiallahu anhu had for Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. What was the reason behind it? What was the reason Sahaba radiallahu anhu had so much of love for Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? The ulama explain, Sahaba radiallahu anhu was min a'rafin nasi. They had the most amount of ma'rifat of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. And they recognized that Nabiya Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was a means of them being removed from the darkness of paganism, the darkness of jahiliyat, the nur of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the light of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam illuminated their lives and removed all the darkness of shirk and kufr and idol worship. They appreciated this from the side of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and that is why they love Nabiya Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam so much. Nabiya Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam recognized this as well from the side of Sahaba. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said one day, Abu Huraira radiallahu anhu is quoting the hadith, he says, riwayat comes in Bukhari, Nabiya Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is talking about Abdullah bin Rawaha radiallahu anhu. Abdullah bin Rawaha, Nabiya Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, inna hadha rajul la yaqulu rafath. That this man, he doesn't talk any immoral talk. When he talks sense. Abdullah bin Rawaha radiallahu anhu's famous shi'r comes in Bukhari, وَفِيْنَا رَسُولُ اللَّهِ يَتْلُو كِتَابَهُ إِذَا شَقَّ مَعْرُوفٌ مِّنَ الْفَجْرِ سَاطِعُ أَرَانَ الْهُدَى بَعْدَ الْعَمَى فَقُلُوبُنَا مُوقِنَاتٌ لَهُ أَنَّمَا قَالَ وَاقِعُ يَبِيتُ يُجَافِي بَطْنَهُ عَنْ فِرَاشِهِ إِذَا اسْتَثْقَلَتْ بِالْمُشْرِكِينَ الْمَضَاجِعُ. Abdullah bin Rawaha says something so beautiful. Riwayat comes in Bukhari. He says, وَفِيْنَا رَسُولُ اللَّهِ يَتْلُو كِتَابَهُ. Amongst us is Nabiya Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. He's reciting Quran Sharif. You can imagine the scene. The person who Quran was revealed to is reciting Quran. What effect it must have had in the hearts of Sahaba radiallahu an. إِذَنْ شَقَّ مَعْرُوفٌ مِّنَ الْفَجْرِ سَاطِعُ. In the early portions of the morning, when the crack of dawn is appearing, Nabiya Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is reciting Quran. Where he's reciting Quran? It comes later on in the poetry. أَرَانَ الْهُدَى بَعْدَ الْعَمَى فَقُلُوبُنَا. Sahaba radiallahu anhu understood. He said, أَرَانَ الْهُدَى بَعْدَ الْعَمَى. He showed us guidance. He showed us the light. بَعْدَ الْعَمَى. After we were blind. After we were blind in the darkness of paganism and in the darkness of jahiliyyah, Nabiya Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam showed us the light. فَقُلُوبُنَا مُوقِنَاتٌ لَهُ أَنَّمَا قَالَ وَاقِعُ. Our hearts have total conviction that whatever he tells us is going to happen, is definitely going to happen. يَبِيْتُ يُجَافِي بَطْنَهُ عَنْ فِرَاشِهِ. The life of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was, he would spend the nights, يُجَافِي بَطْنَهُ عَنْ فِرَاشِهِ, separating his sides, يُجَافِي جَنْبَهُ عَنْ فِرَاشِهِ, separating his sides from his bed, meaning that he would stand in قِيَامُ اللَّيْلِ and read tahajjud salah the whole night. إِذَا اسْتَثْقَلَتْ بِالْمُشْرِكِينَ الْمَضَاجِعُ. Where the mushrikeen of Makkah, the beds, would become very difficult in them to wake up from their beds. But Nabiya Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam would be reading salah and reciting Quran. Sahaba radiallahu anhu understood the favor of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam on them. Ibn Rajab rahmatullah alayhi explains that لَوْلَا رِسَالَةُ مُحَمَّدٍ sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Had it not been for the risalat of Nabiya Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Nabiya Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam being sent amongst us, then the people would have still been worshipping the fire in Iraq. The people of Misr and Egypt would have still been Christians worshipping Isa alayhi salam. And the people of Makkah would have still been worshipping idols. But Nabiya Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was sent with a light. As Ibn Rajab rahmatullah alayhi finishes off and he says, وَمَا أَرْسَلْنَاكَ إِلَّا رَحْمَةً لِلْعَالَمِينَ. Nabiya Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was sent as a mercy to the entire mankind. We will finish off with two riwayat, where Sahaba radiallahu anhu displayed the love for Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. The first riwayat being of Zayd bin Dasina radiallahu anhu, a very very famous incident. Zayd bin Dasina, his father had killed one of the mushrikeen. So the son of that mushrik had purchased Zayd bin Dasina, had purchased him as a slave, and he wanted to execute Zayd bin Dasina to take retribution on behalf of his father. He brings Zayd bin Dasina, the people of Makkah come, the Quraysh of Makkah come. They are about to kill Zayd bin Dasina radiallahu an. Abu Sufyan, who was not yet a Muslim, approaches Zayd bin Dasina and he tells him that let me ask you a question, that you are about to be executed, you are about to be killed. Do you desire, do you love, do you even have that tamanna in your heart that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, who is in Medina at this moment, he be brought in your place and we put you by your family in comfort? We put you by your family in comfort, and in place of you, we execute Nabiya Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Zayd bin Dasina, look at his answer. He says, I do not even love that Nabiya Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam remains in Medina, and a thorn pricks the Mubarak body of Nabiya Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam while I am relaxing in my family. I do not even love that a thorn must prick Nabiya Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and you talking about Nabiya Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam being executed in my place. Abu Sufyan is taken aback. Abu Sufyan mentions the famous words, and he says that مَا رَأَيْتُ مِنَ النَّاسِ أَحَدًا يُحِبُّ أَحَدًا كَحُبِّ أَصْحَابِ مُحَمَّدٍ مُحَمَّدًا. I never saw a person love another person. I never saw a person love another person like how Sahaba radiallahu anhu had love for Nabiya Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Abu Sufyan was not even a Muslim as yet, but even he recognized the love Sahaba radiallahu anhu had for Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. We will finish off with one riwayat. Aisha radiallahu anha narrates, she says that a Bedouin came to Nabiya Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam one day, and he told Nabiya Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam that, Wallahi, la anta ahabu ilayya min mali, wa anta ahabu ilayya min ahli, wa anta ahabu ilayya min waladi. That Wallahi, by the qasam of Allah, you are more beloved to me than everything in my life, than my family, than my kids, than my wealth. I love you more than everything. But this Bedouin said, I used to go home, and he's explaining his situation to Nabiya Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and he said that I used to go home, but I could not control myself from the separation of you for that few moments. Hatta atiyaka fanzuru ilayka, until I would come and rush back from my house to Masjid al-Nabawi just to look at your face and just to get enjoyment by looking at the face of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And he said that I used to think to myself that when you leave this world and tomorrow in the akhirat, what happens is that you're going to be on a very, very high level in Jannatul Firdaus. And I'm not going to be able to see you even if I end up going Jannah, because you are going to be on a very, very high level. فَلَمْ يَرُدَّ عَلَيْهِ رَسُولُ اللَّهِ صَلَّى اللَّهِ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمْ حَتَّى نَزَلَ جِبْرِيلِ. Nabiya Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam didn't give that person a reply until Jibreel alayhi salam came with the ayat of Quran. وَمَن يُطِعِ اللَّهَ وَالرَّسُولِ. That whoever obeys Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala and Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and the ayat continues, فَأُولَٰئِكَ مَعَ النَّبِيِّينَ وَالصِّدِّيقِينَ وَالشُّهَدَاءِ وَالصَّالِحِينَ. Then they will be on the day of Qiyamah and beyond, together with the Anbiya, وَالصِّدِّيقِينَ وَالشُّهَدَاءِ وَالصَّالِحِينَ. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam explains in another hadith, where one sahabi came to give him a similar complaint. He told that sahabi that al-mar'u ma'a man ahabba, that a person will be on the day of Qiyamah, a person will be in Jannah, together with whomsoever he loves. If we have the love of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, like how Sahaba radiallahu anhu had the love of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, then we will be together with Nabiya Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam on the day of Qiyamah. And we make dua Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala keeps us together with Nabiya Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and puts us together with Nabiya Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in Jannah. Allah ta'ala give us tawfiq to understand the love Sahaba radiallahu anhu had for Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Wa akhiru da'wana and alhamdulillahi rabbil alameen.